Okay. There are so many of my loved ones in this room, and I'm quite overwhelmed, and I'm going to try and stay grounded. Thank you all for coming. It means a lot. Thank you for your support, and thank you, VizArts, for the opportunity to talk about such important issues through my work. My work is about ideas of identity and belonging. As someone caught between two worlds, I'm really interested in exploring how personal and community narratives are impacted by larger socio-political ideologies like culture, religion, politics, and history, especially history of colonialism and immigration and feminism. And I am a strong believer in the catalytic power of art to bring about social change. I think art allows us to question, to rebel, to elicit a response, to provoke, to call for justice. And that's what I've been doing, exploring that in a lot of my work. Over the last couple of years, I've been exploring the psychological toll and the human toll of the current U.S. political climate on both a personal level and a community level. It started in 2016 when I started praying in public on the streets of D.C. It was engaging with my role of not only being an artist, but also of a protesting citizen. And it was also a lesson in endurance and defiance, an act of resistance. And then in 2017, I started collecting ID photos of Muslim immigrants in my immediate community. I started with a photo of myself, because I am one. And then I asked my family for their photos. And then my friends and their families. And soon enough, people started refusing. They were terrified. People kept telling me that I don't want to be recognized. I don't want to be the victim of a violent hate crime. And I started thinking, should I really be doing this? Is this a project that is going to endanger the people I'm asking to submit their ID photos? And I stopped doing that for a while. But then as the Muslim ban went into effect and you kept hearing about people being detained and held in detention centers, I felt stronger about using the ID photos because it became a symbol of, it became a political symbol for me. So much of what racial profiling is has to do with what you look like. And an ID photo is a marker of someone's identity in that way. And it's, in this case, it became this something that determined whether or not you were worthy of being here. So I had to really critically think about how am I going to communicate and report this fear, intense fear that I'm, hearing about in my own community. And what I started doing was each time someone told me they were too afraid to submit their ID photo, I added an empty tile to my project. And as you can see, there are more empty tiles than ones with ID photos on them. And each of these tiles represents a person I've spoken to. And that reflects the times we're in. And when displayed like this on a wall, this is how identities are sort of seen by policies, often belittled at the hands of politicians, because you see a mass of tiles and photos and individuals are lost in between that. This body of work has come from a very deeply personal longing for home, both physically and metaphorically. I've been thinking a lot about my experience with immigration and engaging with people, my community, and asking them what their experience has been through this project and through reading and through engaging in discussions. And I came across this Kashmiri-American poet, Agha Shahid Ali, who very beautifully said, "If home is found on both sides of the globe, then home is here and always a missed land." And I've been really thinking about that over the year, and I dug through my personal archive of family photos, things I've collected over time, photos I've taken of my family and neighbors in Pakistan, my childhood home in Pakistan, and I began collaging those photos with symbols of cultural importance like the Oriental rug, Islamic tiles, writing in Urdu the poems I grew up with in my own handwriting. And it sort of became a meditative experience in finding home for myself. When we're denied home, a physical home, due to policies like drone attacks in our ancestral homelands to the Muslim ban here in the U.S., we begin searching for home within us, and that's what I've been doing through this work. It's like you carry home within you in fragments of images, memories, language. So this body of work has become this meditative process in fully knowing that home isn't to be found on a map, but still engaging in the creative process of making and scrapping and making it again to find a sanctuary in the process of making art. And the Oriental rug is a symbol of home in a lot of my work, as you can see in the collaged pieces behind you, and this video over here, and that's titled "Let Us Now Reflect, But You May Only Look at Yourself While I Fold Over." I've been also working with juxtaposing technology with visual poetic language to communicate the paradoxes of identities that are dehumanized by such policies. So this sort of, when you're looking at the woman folding into herself, you're suddenly left with the reflection of yourself in the mirror. So this work is an invitation for the viewer to engage in critical self-reflection. As identities and lives of marginalized communities are, you know, being debated in left and right-wing politics, I hope this work prompts the viewers to engage in reflection in that way. And it is intimate and small for a very specific reason, because that's where this work comes from, personal experiences of myself and my community. So over the years, my work is sort of, you know, even though it's inspired by my own hyphenated identity, it's become an exploration of how policies and how politics affect. So it's kind of become somewhat political, but not overtly so. And that's that.